In the wild days of the late 70s, Fayetteville witnessed a small renaissance. A cadre of writers and other creatives clustered around the darkly alluring figure of Frank Stanford, a young poet whose life was to end before the end of the decade when he would reach the age of 30. The legacy of Frank Stanford, as well as that of his muse and mentor, C.D. Wright, lives on in their work. Hers, which continued until her passing in 2016, and his, brought back to life by the efforts of small presses like Lost Roads, and events such as that as the Frank Stanford Literary Festival, which will be taking place this weekend in Fayetteville. Much of Stanford's story is shrouded in the same sort of Southern Gothic mystique that his poetry itself conjures, but C.D. Wright's role in his life was by contrast very clear. She was his lover, his muse, and a tremendous poet in her own right. 10 years following the first Frank Stanford Literary Festival, the organizers are putting a greater emphasis on her body of work, which continued to change and evolve in the 30 years following Frank's death. Years she spent with partner Forrest Gander, himself a writer and poet, whose latest book, Be With, was recently longlisted for the National Book Award. Gander will be attending the festival to read from his work and to reflect on the complex legacies both Frank and C.D. left behind.
You know, I met C.D. in the wake of Frank's death and, you know, was kind of competing with his ghost. The ghost is always kind of perfect in winning her love. And, you know, and then I sort of got through that. That's part of why I wrote As a Friend, was to kind of deal with that in my own psyche. We were together for over 30 years. You know, there's still a number of people that like to think about C.D. and Frank as a kind of iconic pair. They were an important, really important signal relationship, and that had to do with starting Lost Roads. They, you know, it had to do with C.D.'s poetic education. I think it also helped Frank. And then C.D.'s work continued to change after that. It didn't get locked in there, and we had a long relationship of influencing each other. So it feels really great to come and see her recognized in her home state, where maybe because her work tended to be a little more innovative than some of the, or exploratory than some of the traditions in that area, maybe she wasn't as recognized as she might have been. But the writers in Arkansas have changed. There's a lot of variety, aesthetic variety going on there, as rich now as anywhere else in the country.
Through the efforts of events like the festival and the continuance of Lost Roads Press, both Stanford and Wright have experienced a resurgence of interest. C.D.'s unexpected passing was the subject of a eulogy in The New Yorker in early 2016. But in Arkansas, outside of the sometimes insular creative circles of writers and poets, their names are rarely heard.
Michael Ondaatje said that, you know, people like to hate Leonard Cohen in Canada, that there's a way that being successful and being sort of being an early legend among your peers gets everyone sort of competing with you. And also, you know, Frank's death fixed him in a certain time period, fixed him then in this relationship with C.D. But I think that will change. I mean, C.D.'s work became so vastly, you know, it evolved so much over the years after that, that anyone looking at her work has to take that into account. You know, through the rest of the world, it's really influential. I'm leaving the festival in Fayetteville to go to Spain to launch a book of hers there in translation, in Madrid and Barcelona and Valencia and Sweden. She's kind of a star. And, you know, she's got a reputation that's international.
Both Gander and Wright ran Lost Roads Press following Frank's death, essentially acting as caretakers of his work, and both taught English at Brown University. Over the years, they acted as champions of small press work, knowing all too well the obstacles that singular voices must overcome in order to be published.
you know, I think most of the interesting things that happen in our country, particularly with poetry, but also with a lot of literature, begins with small presses, begins with the editors who are willing to take risks, which big-time New York editors aren't so much. You know, Frank called it the wildcat drilling, that the small presses take risks in making discoveries, and then the big presses come in and take over. But this whole festival, both the first time and this time, is sponsored by passionate small press people. These are people that are just passionate about what they do, and they're doing, most of them, a lot of other things at the same time. I think that the small press world is the more intense world, and that even chapbooks, which tend to be handed to each other, often for free from, you know, from hand to hand or sold really cheaply, that they carry with them a kind of intimacy that large press publications simply don't have, and that that intimacy is connected to the reading experience of poetry.
The Frank Stanford Literary Festival will take place Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd in locations across Fayetteville. It's organized by Typo Magazine in cooperation with the Open Mouth Reading Series. It will feature readings by Gander as well as other writers and poets from across the country whose passion for the unique spirits of Frank Stanford and C.D. Wright will hopefully expose them to a new audience for years to come. For a full list of events, go to openmouthreadings.com. I'm Sumner Coy, and this has been KUAF Artsbeat.